Hello, hello, and welcome to Hybrid Homeschoolers, the podcast. So what is hybrid homeschoolers? What does that term mean? It's different things to different people. It's something I came up with on my own that feels like an accurate description for my family lifestyle. Then, of course, I looked up the term hybrid homeschoolers and found that obviously I'm not the first one to put those words together. That's already been a topic that has come up in news articles and magazines and other websites and things. And there are different meanings for that. But for me, what it is I, since I was homeschooled full time for 3 years of life in my adolescent years, I loved the concept of homeschooling. And I just knew that when I grew up and got married and had kids, I was going to be a homeschooling mom. And that's how I started out with my firstborn, homeschooling full time. And then I realized, wow, my plate is overly full, pressed down, shaken together, running over. I cannot do this by myself or the way I was before. So I went ahead and now I've got two little ones and they are both enrolled in public school. But I find that I still think like a homeschooling parent. And I still feel like a homeschooler who is simply working in tandem with the amazing teachers and staff at the children's school, all together for the same goal of providing the best education experience that I feel is the best fit for my children and family. And so I think of myself as a hybrid homeschooler because, as I said, I still think and feel like a homeschooler, and my children's education began from before they were born, actually. Oh yeah, that's another thing. In my thinking, everyone is actually homeschooled to some extent because education is not limited to what is in classrooms and on a curriculum and documented in academic records and verified with credentials and degrees. Education is, it's just learning, and all living creatures learn that we have to in order to adapt to live and survive and thrive in our environments. And academic education and vocational training, etc., are all simply parts of the bigger picture of our life work as humans to consistently and constantly and continually learn and grow and adapt. So an education, just like charity and everything else, begins at home and spreads elsewhere. So with that in mind, I felt inspired to create a space to acknowledge that homeschooling does not look or feel or sound the same for every family. And I'm a hybrid homeschooler and proud of it. My children are great students at our local public school, and the teachers, as I said there, are doing a wonderful job and they're having a good experience there. But really, every waking moment of our lives, we're learning. Okay, so there's that. There was something else I wanted to cover in the pilot episode, but anyway, that's a little bit about who and what I am and what I'm doing. All right, so it feels like I should share some kind of helpful tip or something, right? So one thing that's, so I can be sentimental. I've been growing out of it over the years because accumulating too many things is just not, it does not spark joy, okay? But my kids, they're little and they're learning and they're growing and they bring home their schoolwork and they create stuff at home and I give them assignments to do at home and projects to work on. And it's so great to look at all the progress they've made and document their learning growth. But I don't want to end up with stacks and stacks of papers and projects. Oh, right. I'm in the parking lot waiting to pick up youngin number one from her play rehearsal. So that's an announcement over her school PA system. Yeah, and there are cars driving by. I haven't worked out this whole recording studio thing yet, so it's just wherever, whenever. So I really love the idea of digitizing. Is that the right word? Is that a word? It is today. Of digitizing as digitalize, whatever. Saving electronic copies of everything, so I still have a record of all their progress, but it's not accumulated. I have seen I have seen in person what it looks like when a mother is very sentimental and keeps pretty much every tangible piece of evidence of her children's lives. And I've seen what that looks like when both of the children are grown and out of the house. They're like 30-something-year-old grown men. And in their mother's home, like every piece of work they've done since preschool and every project they've made. And that's not the future I envision for myself. Fortunately, we live in a different time and era. We have more resources available to us. The process of saving things electronically and publishing books has been sort of decentralized. Anybody in very, very developed countries has access to those things. So my thinking, for my purposes, just as a parent of quote-unquote regular school kids and for the future, because I do intend to homeschool full-time later on, is we can scan and upload all the pictures into a storage thing. I'm using Microsoft OneDrive. This is not sponsored in any way, you know, but it's just, I got Office 365 and OneDrive, and I really like it. I love the scan function. I also have Google Drive, which I haven't used as much recently, and I have to check and see if scanning is available for Google Drive. I'm familiar with, you know, just taking a picture of a document and saving it as a JPEG. Yes, my love.
What are you doing?
I am making a very important recording of me talking to myself. Say hi.
Hi.
Okay. Now find something quiet to do while mommy's talking, okay? Okay, thank you, baby. Thank you. So with Microsoft OneDrive, I can just use my camera, and it's like taking a picture, but it actually scans the document, you know, like detects the edges and borders and scans it as a PDF. And you can do multi-page PDFs. So when my kids bring home like a stack of 2 weeks worth of schoolwork and classwork at school, and I look at all the work they've done, I can just scan it, all those pages, into one multiple page PDF document, and it's saved up to my OneDrive cloud storage, which is nice. And I absolutely encourage and believe in backing things up too. But I also love having access to all those things from cloud storage, whether I'm using my phone or main home computer or my travel laptop or whatever. And then at the end of the school year, my thinking is, hey, I can just make this into a yearbook and actually have it published and bound by, you know, pick your vendor of choice, Snapfish or whoever, and have pictures from throughout the year, not just their school portraits, but any other, you know, since I view education as a holistic experience that does not begin and end with the school building, you know, everyday life is education. So pictures of you know, family field trips or home experiences or whatever, and just make my own yearbook for each year of my children's lives that way. And then I don't feel as pressured to keep all these papers, and I can just keep the originals of the most essential important ones, like their awards maybe, or some of their art pieces. So that's my little tip. You don't have to necessarily use Microsoft OneDrive. In fact, whatever platform I'm on, if there's a way for you to interact with me, please give me your suggestions of how you manage all the paper stuff if you're homeschooling full-time or even part-time or what have you. And thinking forward, like I said, for when I do intend to homeschool full-time later, depending on your state's rules and which method you're using to homeschool, like especially if you're not using an out-of-the-box curriculum, but if you're doing a more eclectic thing, some states or even some online homeschool programs do require you to keep a portfolio of your child's work. And so it's like I'm getting into practice of doing that now, so that I can just, I'm figuring out my system of how I'm going to organize all the various folders. And am I just going to right now I have two folders, you know, one for each child, but then I'll have the subfolders. Do I want to do it by month or week or by subject? I don't know. But I will, by the time I am in full-time homeschooling mode, I'll have my system together on how to accumulate, how to organize my children's work portfolio, and have a nice, neat digital one, as well as, you know, send it to whichever company and have it kept as a yearbook. And I think that would work better for me. Like, two kids, and well, they're pretty, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12 or however many years of schools, that's not that many yearbooks, especially if they're like very thin hardcover books. And, you know, and that could be even like a family keepsake type deal rather than just boxes of stuff to sort through and, oh, I want to let it go, but I can't. Right. So that's today's tip. I'm looking forward to connecting with more of you families, and I have a challenge. Because I really want to bring more attention to this idea that home education is absolutely normal. It is, always has been, always will be. And home education, you know, everyone does it, whether we realize it or not, whether it's intentional or not. So how about a hashtag thing? Hashtag I learned from home, or I learned at home, you know, and post something that you learned from your, whether it's from your parents or another family member. And it could be something that's like academic or even a life skill thing, like a recipe or a technique. All learning is important, whether it's something you get a grade on your report card or not. So let's bring more awareness to everyone that, hey, believe it or not, you're a homeschooler too. We're all hybrid homeschoolers. Just some of us acknowledge and celebrate it, and others are just not. So hashtag I learned at home, or I learned from home. Use both, whatever. And maybe that can help us find each other in this massive interwebs. And we can, okay, so my kid just walked up to the car, knocked on the window, and took me by surprise. And so now it's time to go. Okay, bye.